Here's Jim in East Finchley. Jim!
Hello.
Good morning, Jim. Before we come on to things blowing up and the prepositions thing, everyone's on the edge of their seats here. I explained how easy it is to put five ands together in a sentence, and for anyone who doesn't know that, it's a pub sign that somebody's putting up. It's called the Hand and Racket, and the governor walks outside, and the man who's put the sign up says, "Yeah, it looks all right, doesn't it?" And the governor goes, "Well, not really." He says, "Why?" And he says, "Because I need more space between the hand and racket." Now, that's how you can put five ands together. I then mentioned there's a way of doing 11 heads. I can't remember it, but you do, Jim.
I think so, yeah.
Go on, then. What is it?
Okay. Right, work with me on this. So, in the exam, Stephen, where Paul had had the examiner's approval.
Now, that's it. That's exactly it. Now, run it by us again, because a lot of... do it again.
Okay. Right, the names are interchangeable, I forget them every time I tell it, right, okay. So in the exam, Paul, where Stephen had had the examiner's approval.
Brilliantly done. You know, the only thing that make this better, we're going to put it to music this time, because I think it will lift it, hang on. When I cue you off, we'll go nice and slow now, because it's a beautiful thing. It's 11 heads in a sentence, everyone, and it's Jim in East Finchley. Off you go, Jim.
In the exam, Paul... But Stephen had had the examiner's approval.
Oh, a beautiful thing. Thank you very much indeed, Jim. Send him a pound for that. That's a great thing. Okay, let's toss this up this way. As we're on the verbal thing, how do you put these prepositions at the end of it?
It's
not the sort of thing to lay on people with a Monday morning head, I know.
It's a child inquiring of his mother about why his bedtime reading is about Australia. And he says, "Mummy, what did you bring that book for me to be read to out of about Down Under up for?"
Oh, that is great! I've never heard that. Again, let's just give it a little girl. Oh, man. It's a little boy. Book on Australia.
Yeah, and his bedtime is about Australia.
And even though you're never supposed to end the sentence with a preposition,
that's right.
He says,
"Mummy, what did you bring that book for me to be read to out of about Down Under up for?"
All right. I'll never play the country dancing music again. You have some work.